Monday the 10th of September. And it's raining. Sod's Law, Murphy's Law, whoever's law you want to call it, washed and polished the car yesterday afternoon. Because we are heading off to Northumberland for a 5-day break this morning. So washing the car, going on holiday, yes. A plus B equals R. R for rain. But, funnily enough, it's quite pleasant. And the rain is light, so I'm not sheltering in my wee shed. No doubt that will come into good use in the winter months. So I'm just going to shelter below my lovely young Acer tree. Natural umbrella. So I'll be away for a few days, but I won't be isolated as much, anywhere near as much as I was up north a couple of weeks ago. Hopefully. But I'm looking forward to getting away. It may seem strange to some people that I keep talking about my beautiful home, my lovely garden, and how I love where I live. And I mean that in the sense of my house, my home, and my garden. You've all heard probably me talk about my absolute desire to move yesterday. But we do love our home. A garden. So, some of you wonder why does he go away so often? Well, it's something that we developed over the years, just to get away as much as possible. It breaks even, in a lovely home, it breaks the monotony of daily life, weekly life. And there are usually many breaks, Monday, Friday, with the occasional one a wee bit longer, so it's not as if we're cruising around the world or flying to the southern hemisphere. It's all driving distances, fairly short. I was trying to think on something there as I grabbed my tea to come outside. And as usually happens with me, is short-term memory loss is increasing. Or is that a converse statement? Is short-term memory loss decreasing? Someone put me right on that. What I mean by that is that the number of incidents or incidences where I go to do something or go to say something or try to remember a name that is a well-known name, either locally, family, a friend, or a socialite or a star or whatever, and just can't do it. And what's happening is that, you know, as I said before, I came out the door, grabbed the tea, and I had record ready to hit, and I come out the door seconds later and completely forgot what I was going to talk about, because the idea of these morning thoughts is just to talk about what comes into my head at the time. Well, I can't talk about what comes into my head if it goes straight back out. I can't talk about the fact that it does go in and go straight back out, so there you go, we've got a subject anyway. a thought. We've got a thought at least. But it is, it's and it becomes very frustrating. And I guess we've all experienced that. I know I experienced it as a younger, but it's the way it's happening now is just, it's happening so often that it becomes frustrating. And it's particularly annoying in the mornings, because in the mornings you're trying to kickstart the brain anyway. And it's like my an analogy would be my first motorbike, a Yamaha 125 two-stroke, and sometimes it would kickstart the first time, and other times it would kickstart after the 10th time, and sometimes it wouldn't, and you had to take the spark plug out and clean it, put it back in, and off it would go. So it's actually not a bad analogy. You know, take the spark plug out and clean it. I don't know how that would work with the brain, but basically what happens is that spark plug floods, and you have to, by taking the spark plug out and drying it, also the flooded chamber can vent. Imagine if we had a wee plug in our heads. And when things got difficult, we could open the wee plug, give it 30 seconds, clean the plug and stick it back in. And wow, boy, am I bright this morning. Oh, give me the world. Sorry, I'm laughing at my own brain. What was that song by Pink Floyd? The Lunatic is on the grass. He is, actually. He is. He's on the grass, below a tree. I think I've said enough this morning. Goodbye, Mr. Blackbird. He's at my feet, by the way, 3 feet away, looking up at me. He'll miss me. No porridge for a week. Well, 5 days. I will miss my wee garden. I'll be on holiday, so I won't miss it that much. And I'll be back Friday evening.